Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah. In all seriousness, we were talking about the NHL draft lottery, and you believe that you have a little theory on the lottery, the NHL, the NBA, and the big hubbub that goes on when it actually airs in
Now,
prime
help
time.
Me out with this.
Yes.
Because this is not just a response to the Red Wings getting screwed again and again. By the way, the only team that gets screwed worse apparently is Vancouver. They always drop two or three spots as well. But
Vancouver
whatever.
Still has a team?
Yeah, believe it or not. They called the Canucks. Anyhow, stop it.
The conundrums. Okay.
Yeah. So I was on the little morning show where you got the Jamie, the Stoney, and the Heather Sparks,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. I miss those guys. Yeah.
I was on this morning with the Wednesdays with Woji, and those guys had been talking about the draft lotteries. And it just set me off. Nothing that they said, just in general. Because I have felt this for a long time. And when the Blackhawks, who finished with the 12th worst record, jump up to 3, they've won 3 Stanley Cups in the last 8 years. They get a pick in the top 3. Stupid.
Okay, but be fair. The Red Wings have also won, what, 4 Stanley Cups
in the last 22 years? Not in a long time. They should be allowed to get a top 3 pick to rebuild. But anywho, here's my point. The draft
lotteries. You sound
lotteries,
like Valeni. My point is,
the draft lotteries in the NHL and the NBA are outdated. They're relics from a different era. They were designed at the time because people were afraid when a couple of teams tried to tank, like, oh, we've got to stop this. This is the worst. So they instituted the draft lotteries. They've been tweaking them in the NBA and NHL. The only reason they were created was to curtail tanking.
Uh-huh.
Since they've been here, tanking has only become worse. You know what it is? It's like when doctors prescribe too many antibiotics, thinking this will cure you, this should cure, and then you develop a resistance to it, so you get even sicker the next time because you have a resistance to it. It is not working. Tanking is an epidemic in sports. The lottery actually encourages it. Get rid of both lotteries. Just do 1 through 12 or 14. And I know what people say, oh, that'll just encourage more teams to tank. No, it won't. If you're in the 12, you really think you could lose enough games to get all the way up to number 1 in the last 4 weeks or 3 weeks of the season? No.
Yeah, but teams would be trying as hard as humanly possible to make sure that they get as high as physically possible.
Okay, but if you're on the verge of making the playoffs or not, there's very little incentive not to make it then.
Well,
you would just be 13th instead of 14th.
So your argument is there shouldn't be draft lotteries at all? Or is it... Okay, so I thought the argument for you was there shouldn't be draft lottery shows.
Because, oh, well, that too,
because,
yeah.
See, to me, I do think that, okay, while you don't like it and it can shine a negative light on, you know, the league, and it does glorify losing, which it is what it is. I mean, you got to reward bad teams for... because you want them to potentially be better and get back to winning. But I thought for a good portion of the night last night, a lot of the sporting world was focused on the NHL draft lottery. I mean, you do want, at the end of the day, these leagues do want pub. They do want people interested, right?
You're going to trade the integrity of a regular season for one fun night in April. No, that's stupid.
I'm not saying that, but you do want controversy. That's why, you know, we talked about the NFL and the rule change from the NFC Championship game. Yeah, sure. Roger Goodell probably hated that that ref didn't throw that flag on the pass interference call. I'm still pissed off we missed out on Breeze Brady in the Super Bowl. But Goodell loves that people are talking about the NFL.
But any reason
to be talked about is a good thing, right?
No, right, but if tanking or lotteries are so great, then why has the most popular league in the world not done it? The NFL? And people have accused some teams of tanking in the NFL. Yet the NFL doesn't go right. Okay. All right. Sorry. Not sorry. We're going to do a lottery. Let's do a lottery. Oh, no. And they've changed the lottery rules quite literally almost every single year because they keep finding stupid holes.
Okay.
In it.
But would you agree with this? In the NFL, getting one player can't change your entire fortune as a franchise.
Sure, it can.
In 1 year. I totally disagree.
Quarterback, yes.
In the NBA, there are, it could be every other year, it could be every few years. There are times where if you get one guy, that can totally change the trajectory of your franchise.
Like every fourth
just this
year.
Past year. No, Luka Doncic with the Dallas Mavericks this past year. Jaren Jackson Jr., the fact that the Memphis Grizzlies were able to get there and steal him and have another bad year and get another first round pick. Trae Young has totally changed the outlook of the Atlanta Hawks.
Can impact them instantly. And they just had another year instantly with the worst record.
But you already have your foundational piece to build around, which is the whole idea of it.
Means instantly winning. That's instantly.
No, because that's impossible.
Not in the NFL.
It's not going to happen. LeBron James is the exception to the rule. And what happened LeBron James first year with the Cavs?
Which is why you don't need a lottery. You don't.
But in those specific sports, one player can make a huge difference. And if you get that player, the guy who can be a superstar, has a chance to be a superstar, you start to build around that. That's what made the Mavericks more apt to trade for a guy like Porzingis.
Why should a team that has the 12th worst record in the league get the same shot at that player as the worst record in the league? Why should it?
The NHL is trying to curtail, you know, teams just simply.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Does it?
No. No, it doesn't.
I think it gives a team that's close to making the playoffs an opportunity to go up to the top of the draft and get a ridiculous talent in a guy like Kako or Jack Hughes. Because, you know what? I would prefer rewarding teams that maybe are closer to the playoffs or closer to being
something. Like the Pistons, you mean?
If that's how they wanted to do it, fine.
No. See, listen.
Yeah, look, Adam Silver, despite what we say about the Pistons, Adam Silver loves what the Pistons are doing because they're not just tanking. They're trying to, quote unquote, go for it. Now, we know it's flawed. We know it's stupid. At the same time, I would understand if a league like the NBA said, hey, the teams that just missed the playoffs, yeah, you guys are going to be in the top three. And those tanking teams, the Knicks, you know, the whoever else, you guys are going to be picking seven
but
on
see,
down.
That what is the purpose? Why do the drafts even exist in all major sports? Why do they even exist? Because the idea is that you, over a long period of time, you want a balance of power. You want the worst teams not to be worst forever, so they get the higher pick and the second worst gets. That's how it works. That's why they were designed.
You also
and it's not
want,
working that way now.
You also want middle-tier teams to be able to challenge some of the better teams. If you're a player away, that would certainly help, right?
Yeah, you can get a player at 10, 9, 8, 7. You can get them anywhere.
It's a lot harder
it's
to
not
do.
248-539-9797.
Is Wojo's little theory here on the lottery just simply bonkers? Is he off his rocker? We'll get to some of your calls coming up. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.